Maria the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
A man who's got lots of love to give, certainly when it
and
comes
lots
to
of clay.
Certainly when it comes to small clay animated figures. Anyway, Adam Elliott, and also statues. I know you get asked this all the time, but just take us back to that moment where you were actually announced as the winner of an Academy Award. What actually does it feel like?
Look, I never won a Logie, but I say it's probably like winning 100 Logies all at once.
Wow, that is good.
Are you shit scared when you know that you've got to go up and...
Actually, no, all the nerves sort of went away because I looked at all these people, you know, there's Jack Nicholson and Nicole and all the, you know, the big names, and Oprah was right there, and I thought, oh, I don't know these people. So I was quite relaxed. I was more nervous at the AFI Awards, I think.
You know what I think's really awesome as well is that when you first start going out with someone, you know, you sort of go out of your way to impress them and you introduce them to all your friends and stuff. You'd been going out with your boyfriend for 3 months before the Oscars. Was that what...
He hit the jackpot.
I know. How much more can you impress someone? Do you want to just come to LA and watch me win an Oscar? I know we're just dating and everything.
And I gave him all my frequent flyer points to get in there.
No wonder you're still together. Yeah, well, he owes you.
So,
he does.
But then you, you know, months after that, said, I'm just going to bury myself in my claymation office for 5 years.
Yes. Well, you wash all the dishes and do my own dishes.
And not just by yourself. I mean, this film has, is it something like 50 animators, this feature film?
Well, all that, we had over 120 people. The budget was over $8 million of your money.
Yes.
And now we had 6 animators, and they each did roughly 5 seconds of animation a day. And we had 10 little studios.
What kind of personalities do you need for a job where out of an entire day work you get 5 seconds of outcome?
I think you have to have OCD, basically. Yeah.
I think if you were to add up our successful mic breaks, we'd probably have a similar record.
Now, Harvey Crumpet was a lot more, you're much more of a solo project, you're much more independent. Did you really struggle distributing the jobs?
Oh, sure. I'd never really collaborated on such a huge scale. On Harvey, I had myself and 2 part-time assistants, but suddenly I had to teach all these artists how to animate my style.
So and how to think like you.
Yeah, so we came up with this document called a style bible, and we had all these rules, and we came up with these 2 words which describe my aesthetic, and that is chunky wonky. So everywhere in the studio, you saw these words, chunky wonky.
That sounds like someone's porn name.
Yeah, it does. That actually sounds like an AFL dressing shirt with all the sort of inspirational slogans on the wall.
We've got Aussie filmmaker Adam Elliott in the studio with us this morning, and Mary and Max is the name of the feature film, the fruits of all this labour. Just give us a brief idea of what the film's about.
Well, I'm calling it a heartfelt comedy chick flick antidote to the recession.
Okay. Oh, not another one of those films. That genre's been done to death,
you
Elliot.
You don't mind your social misfits.
Mm. No, well, look, this all my films have always been based on family and friends, and after Harvey Crumpet, I thought, well, what am I going to do next? And my producer, Mel, and I thought, well, you know, we've got this gold statue, which she calls it a gold crowbar. And we met with all the studios in LA, and we quickly realised that, no, what we wanted to do was come back to Australia, make another Australian film, you know, telling an Australian story. And I have a pen friend that I've been writing to for over 20 years, and I got a big box of all these letters, and I started to reread them, and I realised what a fascinating person he really was.
Yeah.
So with his permission, I started writing the script, and that took a year.
Yeah. Well, Max and Mary is the name of the film, and it's about essentially a young girl in Australia who starts up a pen friendship with a fairly unusual guy in New York, it's fair to say. And you've got Toni Collette in, and you've got Philip Seymour Hoffman, who does an amazing job playing Max. But here's and Barry Humphries, who does some of the voiceover for it as well. Here's just a touch of it.
This is the Bollywood.
Yeah, it's the musical.
There we go.
Taxidermy and taking up metal detecting instead. But sadly, it was not a hobby he had for long.
It's fair to say that people going along expecting a kind of Aardman, you know, Wallace and Gromit kind of experience will get a certain section of that, but there's a real other flip side to what you do as well. And maybe we can come back and have a bit of a chat about that side of things as well after this song, Adam. That's okay. 17 to 9. We've got Academy Award winner Adam Elliott in the studio to say hello to
you. Is that your official title, Adam?
Yes, it is. You get it.
My business
you get it everywhere you go, don't you? Where do you keep it? Where is the Oscar?
Well, normally it's at Federation Square in Melbourne at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, but they're renovating at the moment, so it's actually in a secret location they can't disclose.
Grandma's house.
Yes.
It's in your
drawer.
Across
the road. It's in Young and Jackson's behind the bar. Yeah. It's actually one of the beer taps.
Well, Harvey Crumpet was the film that you won the Academy Award for. Max and Mary is the name of the new film. Sorry, Mary and Max is the name of the new film. And here's just a little bit of...
Dear Max, I am 8 years old. It would be great if you could be my friend.
Dear Mary, thank you for the letter. I find the world very chaotic. Because my mind is very literal and logical.
That's our Philip Seymour Hoffman in there as well. How hard was it to get somebody of that stature?
Well, we had a wish list of all the actors we wanted. There was Eric Banner and Molly Meldrum's on the list and Toni Collette and Barry Humphries. And when it came to Max, he was our first choice because he's a New Yorker. Max is a New Yorker. My real pen friend's a New Yorker. And we wanted authenticity, but we didn't want one of those actors that you normally have. Like Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman have done all those.
Who wants them?
Old hat. So he was our first choice. It took us a while to get him, but once we penetrated the shield of managers and agents and got him the script and he read it, he said yes instantly. So
now you recreated New York for the Max parts of the movie, and apparently you did a pretty good job because Philip Seymour Hoffman, who doesn't live in New York anymore, was quite moved when he saw it.
Yeah, he did actually. After the second recording session, he was just staring blankly at one of the shots, and I thought, oh God, he's upset. Have we upset him? And he said, God, I miss New York.
How does your pen friend feel about the film?
Yeah, well, look, he hasn't seen it yet. He's keen as mustard, as you can imagine. And, you know, I got his permission right from the get-go. And, Philip Seymour Hoffman, the last thing he said was, when we finally get to show the film in New York, he wants to take the four of us out to lunch and just sit down. And that'll be a very odd lunch.
Yeah. Where do you go with Philip Seymour Hoffman to eat?
Well, yeah, he's a big man.
Some sort of buffet.
That's all you can eat.
TGI Fridays.
So what do you do after spending 5 years making a film like this? What you do the publicity and stuff, but after that, I mean, are you going to go back in and spend another 5 years in small studios making another one? What's the deal?
Well, I think I need a long lie down. I mean, this has been such a massive project, and we only finished just before Christmas, and then suddenly we're off to Sundance Film Festival, where we were the first Australian film ever to open the Sundance Film Festival. And then suddenly we're off to Berlin. We got into the Berlin Film Festival. So,
and how's it been received at those two places?
Oh, fantastic! Yeah, the audiences have been great. We thought we'd made a very Australian film for an American audience, but actually, the Americans probably like it even more than the Australians do. So it's actually it's going really well.
Because I mentioned briefly before, it does have a dark underside to it in some ways. I mean, without going into too much detail, there's alcoholism and there's.
Nudity,
attempted suicide.
Clay nudity. Did you get to fashion clay genitalia? Genitalia?
Well, one of our sculptors, yes, he had to sit there one day making these little tiny testicles.
Isn't there?
Well, we've all done it.
Speaking of tiny testicles, isn't there a tradition amongst animators to have one frame in the film of the animator's
testicles,
genitalia?
Yes. Yeah. Well, mine's frame 386. If you look really carefully, there it is.
No, is there a tradition of that?
Not that I've heard of,
there should be.
What circles do you hang around in, Robbie, that people are telling you that?
Films are you watching?
Once again, that was Ghost. That was the scene in Ghost.
It was Foot Rot Flats. But the rumour was that that in Foot Rot Flats there was a frame. It was the...
Murray Ball's ball.
Yes.
But there is also these subtle sight gags that you've spread throughout the film as well for other people who have a pause button on their movie cinema.
Oh, yeah, look, that's actually a big animation thing, is to actually have all these background gags and we've really made the film as dense as possible.
So what have you put in there? What are some of the little gags that we should look out for?
There's a few I won't give away, but in Harvey Crumpet, for example, speaking of testicles, keep going back to testicles, Harvey Crumpet's testicle was in a jar in three shots in the background throughout the film.
Piece of Harvey's crumpet.
And there you are. The secrets,
something to look out for.
The secrets of an animator. Adam Elliott, maker of Harvey Crumpet, Academy Award winner and creator of Mary and Max. Thanks for popping in.
My pleasure.
Thanks, Adam.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Bobby, Marika, the doctor. On Triple J.